This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, the importance of lawful sustenance. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Earning lawful or halal sustenance is essential for a believer. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Do not quit seeking for lawful sustenance. Do your best and have reliance on Allah." Answering one of his companions who had objected to his going out on the hot day for sustenance, the Imam said, "I go out for sustenance so that I should be independent of people." On a similar occasion, the Imam said, "I like suffering from the heat of the sun for sustenance." On a similar, occasion, he says, "Leave me. I like Allah to see me working with my hands and seeking for a lawful or halal sustenance with suffering." Look, brothers and sisters, how Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam is promoting working hard to earn a lawful sustenance. Unfortunately, at times we are unaware of the ultimate relief that Allah has embedded in exerting for lawful or halal sustenance. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, if it comes about that you knew the ultimate relief would come the next day, you should never give up going out for sustenance. It is a duty of a believer to provide for his family and dependents. The Imam also said, the reward of him who toils on behalf of his household is like the reward of him who does jihad for the sake of Allah. This is how much Islam appreciates and encourages for the believer men to go out and, take the pain to earn that sustenance and livelihood for their families. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the importance of lawful or halal sustenance. Getting involved in busyness is in an attempt to earn halal sustenance is much encouraged by the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, said, "Do not give up busyness so that you might be abased. Do business and Allah will bless you." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, "Do not give up busyness, ask for the bounty of Allah." How comprehensive and precise this saying is. Allah provides sustenance to everyone, but there is a category who will be granted the sustenance Allah has reserved for him. Who are they? Look at this narration again by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and we will get the answer of who these people are for whom Allah provides sustenance, that is reserved for them. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "The prayers of him who quits seeking for sustenance will not be granted." Having misunderstood the purport of the revelation which says, "And whoever is careful of his duty to Allah, he will make for him an outlet and give him sustenance from whence he thinks not." A group of the Prophet's companions left their jobs and devoted themselves to, quote-unquote, worship, saying, "Our needs will be met." When their news reached the Prophet, he sent for them to interrogate them, about their action. They told him that Allah had guaranteed their sustenance. Now, look at the response of the Prophet of Allah. The Prophet said, the supplication of those who do like this will not be granted. Keep on having endeavor." So, brothers and sisters, if you do not seriously seek your sustenance, you do not work on purpose, you do not look for a job, you do not try to earn your livelihood, then according to the narrations of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, your prayers and worships are not going to be accepted. You have to try to earn your livelihood and sustenance, of course, through halal means, and the sustenance has to be halal as well.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.